Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Well, with me is head coach Barry Besson of the Lacapra Valley Boys golf team, of course, at Pebble Creek here in Becker, golfing in the two-day tournament for the second year in a row. Congratulations, Barry.
Thanks. Good to be back. You know, it's always a pretty big achievement to get to the state tournament in anything, and do it 2 years in a row it's not easy to do. So, guys got the job done. Hats off to them.
And in a young team at that.
Yeah, we're still pretty young. We one senior with Jaden Kalloff. It's sophomores. We won't have any seniors then for a couple of years after this. So yeah, we're pretty young. Three freshmen playing and contributing. So the future looks good right now. We're focused on the moment and the opportunity in front of us this week.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us? Have you done any scouting of any of the other teams in the state?
You follow scores, ratings and things like that, but it's really hard to gauge anything because you don't see them head-to-head. And the other thing is, you don't know the quality of the course they played, if it was easy, difficult, wide open, tight, whatever. You don't know the weather conditions that they played under. So there's a lot of variables that you really don't know, different from other sports, and there's not that head-to-head element where we haven't seen anybody. So... I know there's some very strong teams. I know a number of teams are back from last year that we competed with. So just going off of that, it's going to be a pretty strong field again at the top, and hopefully we can, be in that discussion at the end of Wednesday for getting on the podium again.
Tell our listeners a little bit how the scoring works in the high school golf.
Well, you can play as many as six kids. Some schools don't, but you got to have a minimum of four because you count four scores, take the four best scores. So if you got six players, you got a couple you can throw out. If you play four players, then everyone's score's got to count. If you go under four, then you're considered incomplete.
Okay.
And you're out of it. So it's best four of six, or four of five if you only play five, or however it goes. But you got to count four scores.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce your team to us and talk a little bit about each guy.
All right. Well, we got Jaden Kalloff first, our lone senior. Been with us in seventh and eighth grade. This is his third trip to the state. He went as a sophomore. He is an individual, along with Riley Sigdahl that year. And then last year, in addition to our team success, Jaden was able to place sixth overall, tied for sixth, got himself on the individual podium there, the top eight get medals for the individuals. So Jaden was had a great tournament last year and led us well, a great leader for us. He's excited to be back for the third time. I can't remember I don't know if we've had anyone go two, let alone three times since probably the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to get there, hats off to him. He's worked very hard at this game and has had a lot of success, and we're hoping that we can send him out on a high note.
Yep. I understand he's playing college golf next year, huh?
Yeah, he signed on. He's going to play at Northern Iowa Lakes. That's what it's Iowa Lakes. Yep. I had Northern Iowa in my head. Yep. Iowa Lakes Community College down in Esterville. Division I junior college, I believe. So I think they do give some scholarship money, so I think he's going to get a little money to play down there. But pretty excited about that. Just kind of came about over the winter. The coach contacted me about him, and they got in touch. Jaden went down there, visited the school, and if you don't know where Esterville is, it's just across the Iowa-Minnesota border. It's not very far from Jackson. So if you go to Jackson, go south a little ways, you get to Esterville. So it's down near that Okoboji region. I think he said their home course is over at by Okoboji.
Oh, nice.
So very exciting to have him go on and be able to play at the next level and hopefully it goes well for him there.
Okay. Any other guys?
Yeah, we got Harrison Patzer, sophomore, placed fourth in the section this year. I think last year's a freshman, he was a runner up. The state last year he was 45th, 46th place. Had a pretty steady year, pretty solid year for us. Won the Ortonville invite and has had some pretty good scores along the way. Looking for a good tournament for him. I know he'd like to, improve on his placement from last year. He had kind of a tough second day, but I know he'd like to improve, and I think he will improve on his placement.
Okay.
We've got Henry Roth, a freshman who was the runner-up in the section this year. Last year he was about 23rd in the state, which is, as an eighth grader last year, pretty good accomplishment.
Yep.
Finishing that high. Really had a big second day, shooting 77 the second day of the tournament. And, you know, again, he's another guy who can rise to the occasion and put some good scores up. He's, had a great year, made some big strides forward. We look for him to continue to make some strides for us. Tanner Buffington, another freshman, had a big second day as well last year. Him and, you know, shot 87. It was, you know, him and Henry with career lows at the time. We're a bit, that was a big reason why we were able to come from fifth to third and get on the podium. Had a pretty good start to the year, a little hiccup here in the last week or so, but starting to get things back in line and hitting the ball. And of course, coming off that big ace at the section tournament, a little excitement there, but looking for a good tournament from him. Then Austin Koloff, who another ninth grader who's played really well here down the stretch, has put up some good numbers and really improving, starting to come into his own here and figure the game out a little bit as best you can. They all found the giver really figure out, but you know, he's starting to learn how to play a little more, and scores are coming down, and you know, it's nice. You know, with to get that added depth, and Austin score has counted a number of times. You know, we've some teams, it's four guys counting all the time. We've had five guys counting, you know, jockeying, so we've got a little depth there. And then we got Tony Abramowski, sophomore. Comes on, and Tony is, well, his score doesn't count usually. He does give us some few other things. Tony's got, you know, he's got a great spirit, and you know, just a good attitude about things, and you know, it's kind of good for the guys to be around him sometimes when he, you know, as he keeps saying, he can keep things light. He'll get us laughing, and he'll get guys to relax a little bit sometimes. And so, you know, Tony's contributions are in the van and in other places, and they're valuable contributions. Mm-hmm. And just because his score is now he's counting, right. You don't want to diminish that, because he is an important part of what we do, because of the intangibles. He brings a lot of intangibles to us, and we need that, and all teams need the intangibles. You know, not everybody can be the, you know, right. You know, get all, you know, be the star, and guys that, you know, are kind of doing all the work, you know, they need those guys too. So, you know, Tony fills that role nicely for us, and you know, it's good having him around, and, you know, hopefully, you know, again, he's got some personal goals, and hopefully, you know, he can attain those down at the tournament as well.
Okay. All right, real good. Talk a little bit about Pebble Creek here in Becker. What's the course like? Is it difficult? The guys like to play here?
The guys do like the course. It sets up well for them. It's not nearly as tight and confining as Benson. You know, you can hit it around a little bit. There are a lot of fairway bunkers to avoid. If you can keep it out of those fairway bunkers and you miss some fairways, you're usually okay. The rough's a little thicker, but it's down low. But you can do some things. You know, you don't have as much tree trouble in some holes. Greens are usually got some slope from back to front, so it's good to stay below the hole. You don't want to get above the hole and start running them by on the downhill putts. There's some bunkers protecting the green. There's some water here. It's a good course. You know, if you play it the right way, it can be scored on. If you get a little a little awry there or get in the bunkers, it can get you. So,
okay.
But definitely, if you keep the ball in play, and there's plenty of room to keep it in play, you can do okay.
All right. Well, it's always a good, fun atmosphere here at Pebble Creek. A lot of people here. It's a little different than a regular or a meet, isn't it?
Yeah, you have a lot of people. You get, you know, a lot more family and a lot more friends coming out. And you get a lot, you know, a number of people, you know, that just like to come out and watch good golf and see the tournament. It's really fun. You know, it's a big thrill for the guys every year when they get to that first tee and the starter introduces them to everybody in front of everybody. So that's a thrill for them. Regardless of the outcome, you know, it's just the fact you're playing in a state tournament, and for these guys the second time around is a pretty big deal. And there's a lot of high school athletes and a lot of sports who never get to play in one state tournament.
Right.
And for these guys to be in their second, Jaden's third, you know, that's an impressive accomplishment. That's something that, again, regardless of any outcome, that cannot be diminished and can't be taken away from them.
That's right.
They've done this, and that's that's impressive. Yep. And you know, people understand it's not easy to get to a state tournament. Otherwise, a lot more of us would have gotten there.
Yep, that's right. All right, Barry, great job again this year, and we'll talk to you throughout the two-day event here, off and on, and appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Head coach Barry Bessonen of the Eagles, let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Pebble Creek right after this.